This is the Daily Takeaway.
Another one of them weird four-day weeks after a bank holiday. Hope you're doing okay. I am flying solo this week as Richie is on his hollybobs. And on the way into work, like I said to you earlier on, I was sat on the train and an idea for a brand new feature popped into my mind. And I want to try it on you guys this afternoon. Go with me on this. It's a feature that I want to call Stick 'em Straight Through. What I want you to do is to call in with something that you'd like to talk about. Maybe something to do with the bank holiday weekend, because I feel like there's a lot of chat that's gone on over the bank holiday weekend. A lot of water has passed under the bridge, if that's the right phrase. But we need to kind of get it out there as best we can and get up to speed in the first hour of the show. And I'll tell our producer, Idem, to stick you straight through. Hence the name. And no mucking about with, like, what's your name, where are you from, what are you calling about, before we put you through. We'll just stick you straight through. And there is a high chance, I'm aware that this may be a disaster. It's unfiltered, it's random, it's dangerous. But it's the only way to tap the spring of bank holiday weekend chat, folks. So let's do it together. Maybe it's something you've seen over the weekend, something to do with the coronation, that woman carrying a sword. Maybe you had a nice tea, got soaked, at a street party. For example, just before we started, me and my producer, Adem, discovered that we'd both had pizzas at the weekend, but with jalapenos, very underrated topping. All of those things could be subjects for conversation tonight on the show. Who's this on the line?
Vicky.
Vicky, where are you calling from?
The M25 that is now a car park.
Right, I'm sticking you straight through, Vicky. What do you want to talk about tonight on Home Time?
Things that we've done this week.
Things. Well, yeah, I mean, you're the one phoning in. This is quite a slow start to this feature. Thought you might have an idea, but before dialing, do you know what I mean?
I panicked.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. We'll get this thing going. What did you do over the bank holiday weekend, Vicky?
Changed the brakes on my little sister's car.
You changed the brakes on your little sister's car?
Yeah. So she's got an automatic Ford Fusion. Right. And it was, like, lacking in the braking department. She's a learner, by the way, so it needs to work. But she brakes. And my dad was like, can you change him? Because I can't get down there and do it because he's 80. But I was like, yeah, sweet, no problem. Be there Saturday.
Check you out. I wouldn't even know what to do. You know how to change the brakes on a car?
I'm a qualified mechanic.
Oh, you would expect that to be part of your wheelhouse. That's cool. And then anything else? So that was a bit of a busman's holiday for you. Anything else you did over the bank holiday weekend, Vicky?
Built a shed extension.
So you changed the brakes on your little sister's car and you got a shed extension. Tell us about that.
So I allowed my other half to dig up part of our back garden and have a bit of a shed. And he was constantly moaning that it wasn't big enough. So I said, right, OK, we'll go get me some 4x2s and, we'll extend it. So now he's got, like, a little extension on his... Only about, like, 5.5 foot, 6 foot, but it's made him happy, so that makes me have a quiet life.
Fantastic. You're someone who takes control of the situation, Vicky, aren't you?
You got to get on with it.
Boom, and I love that. That's the mantra for the show. Thanks for getting involved.
That's all right, no worries.
Patching you straight through here to the studios at One Golden Square and doing away with the vetting procedure that normally vets out a lot of the characters sometimes that you get in on this show. Let's just open the phone lines and say, who's this on the line?
It's Ray once again, Bush, from Liverpool.
Hey, Ray, good to have you on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, mate. Sitting in the back garden, the sun's shining. What else can you ask for?
Brilliant. And have you had a nice bank holiday weekend, Ray?
Well, it capped off yesterday evening. No, that 5-1 drumming with you, Brighton.
I can't believe it. I presume a fellow Evertonian, it's been a horrible season it's been awful, isn't it?
Oh, it's been terrible the whole season, but last night was... We always had trust in dice once you come.
Fantastic. So you're just sitting out there in the back garden now, toasting Everton's very brief, but at least it happened, success.
The fear of relegation is gone, Bush. It's gone in my eyes.
I wouldn't go that far.
But I want to be worth me to listen to this as well.
And what do you do as a job, my friend?
I'm a postie, mate. I'm a postie. That's why I'm sitting here now in the afternoon.
Good lad. And you wear shorts 365 days of the year?
Of course.
Can I ask you a personal question?
In the winter, you wear shorts, but you wet over them, though.
Do you shave your legs? Because every postie I've seen has got hairless legs.
Sorry. No.
You don't?
No. One or two do, like, but no.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. That's all I can say is I don't know.
But you're aware of other posties that you know that wear shorts 365 days of the year that have shaved their legs. For speed. Maybe it's speed.
Don't you name names?
No, well, we don't need to go there.
I'm joking. You know, yeah, but it's a weird thing, isn't it?
It's good, but you know, if it gives that, it shaves a couple of seconds off your route time, it means you're going to get back home to sit in the garden and have a bevy like you are right now.
Just for me, but I've still worked in my time, as opposed to your laugh at that, but I've worked in my time, so
well, listen,
I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Great to speak to you, man. I think your laissez-faire, chilled-out attitude kind of reflects on how the rest of the country is at the moment. Great to speak to you, and up the toffees.
Up the toffees is right. Bye-bye, Gus.
I just want to say a huge apology to listener Tom, who's quite rightly pointed out that I used the phrase hollybobs when describing Richie being off earlier on. I will give myself 50 lashes as soon as the show finishes.
Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Still trying to work out what was going on with Lionel Richie singing at that coronation concert. I feel like he was doing his own songs in the club style, to use a Shooting Stars phrase. I just want to talk to you about my wireless router, but stay with me. Don't turn over, because you're going to love this. I want to ask you this question, right? Is there a new thing in your life that is incredibly boring, and you know that, but you're really excited about it, and you're unrepentant about that? So, for example, Sky have sent us a new router, and I can't wait to try it. We haven't taken it out of the box yet. And the thing that's kind of going around in my mind, even though it is quite boring, I'm thinking in the couple of years we've had the old router, do you think the look of the router's changed? It's got more lights on it or something like that? That little weird twisty button where you can pair up stuff? Like I said, I don't know the technical term. Has that changed somewhat? So many questions. I'll have to find out this evening when we crack it open. But it is essentially quite boring. If there's something boring in your life that's new, but you're excited, tell us. Alan Newton is over the moon and excited about a new on-off handle for his shower. A handle for your shower? Is that to help you get in? Joe Bangles, who we had on the show, was it last week? The cheese expert guy, says, Bush, I've just purchased a beautiful cheese curler and I couldn't be happier. You need to see this thing. It's unbelievable. Looks like a record player, but kind of curls cheese. I don't even know how it works. Andy says, listen to this. I bought a proper decent wood saw from a builder's merchant. £16 well spent. I felt a foot taller leaving the premises with it. Let us know how you get on, Andy. Chris Wickham says he's over the moon about his, and I don't know what this is, my Hoka Clifton running shoes. Sound very, very fancy. And then Gary says he's got himself a couche. Basically a sheet of cloth so I can make my own baguettes. Is that what that voulez-vous couché is all about? Who'd have thought? Someone has texted, say, Bush, I'm loving my new yellow jet washer, which has an accessory for cleaning hard surfaces without overspray. I've checked the cleanest driveway and patio on the street. It's quite therapeutic seeing the grime disappear. I'm loving it. This is the effect of these things. It may seem small or inconsequential to other people, but it has a massive effect on people. We've got Terry on the line right now. Terry, what's new in your life?
I've got a new Alexa kettle that's being delivered tonight, and it's going to drive the other half absolutely balmy because she hates anything that's voice activated.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So back up a minute here. You've got an Alexa kettle. Talk us through that. How does it even work?
I'm not too sure till it arrives. Hopefully, you fill it with water and then you say, Alexa, make me a cup of tea, and it boils.
But it can't pour it for you, mate, can it? All it can do is boil the water.
No, I don't think technology's advanced that far yet. But
isn't it weird, though, right? Because we had the teas made in the 80s. It's a little bit like them, right, getting rid of Concorde. It's like we've not gone back there. That was the high point of the tech, and now the best it can do is just start boiling it for you?
I used to have one in my bedroom, the old teas, mate. That was fantastic.
So, was your old kettle defunct and now you need a new one? You've gone Alexa, or have you got rid of the old kettle and thought, I want to embrace technology?
No, the other one was leaking, so I thought I'd embrace technology and get a new one and go with the Alexa one.
Brilliant. So let's just role play this out. Terry, if you could just say, instruct it to make you a cup of tea, we can hear how this would sound in your lounge.
Alexa, make me a cup of tea.
Fantastic. Let us know you get on.
Lovely, cheers.
Some really interesting stuff coming into the show. Mark has just bought a Winslow & Ross weed puller with a stainless steel four-claw foot pedal. He says it's a game-changer. I don't even know what it is. It looks like some kind of weapon. Looks like nunchucks. Lauren says, I know I'm getting older. I've just had another ottoman delivered today, living the dream. And then Nick has got a new solar panel Wi-Fi sender unit, which to me sounds like a Radiohead song. We've got Harry on the line. Harry, tell us what's going on in your house right now.
Oh, so my partner and I moved to a new house in January, and ever since we haven't had a kitchen bin. So yesterday we went to TK Maxx and bought a generic plastic bin, and she was just over the moon.
So fits the brief of something that's quite boring, but you're very, very excited about it in your place.
I must say, she was more excited than myself. I had, at the same time, bought some new socks, which I was equally excited about.
OK, so it's each to their own, isn't it? Horses for courses. For her, it's the bin. It's for you, it's the socks. What about this bin? I mean, I know you can spend quite a bit of money on bins these days with, like, a sensor that opens when you swing your hand above it. Is it quite fancy or is it as basic as you can get?
It's a pedal bin. And yep. I can tell you, I'm looking at it now, it cost me
£12.99. Wow. I challenge anyone listening to this show right now to get a better bargain for a bin. You must have come away very happy with yourselves with that.
Best purchase we've ever made, bar the house.
And Harry, it would be remiss of me not to ask you about your socks. What did you go for?
I went for a selection of coloured socks. I would say you'd probably call them office socks, but they're niche.
Okay, do they maybe give people a little flash of your inner fun knockabout personality, would you say, with those colours?
I would say that's I'd say that's fair, yeah.
Good man. Well, listen, it sounds like you two are absolutely living the dream at the moment, and long may it continue.
Thank you very much.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I'm playing the Tales of the Unexpected music to emphasise the point of how surprised I am about Everton's 5-1 win over Brighton yesterday. Because I'd be honest with you, as a lifelong Evertonian, I thought they were going to absolutely paste us like they did at Goodison Park earlier on in the season. But we were like 3-0 up after like 25 minutes. I can't believe it. And, you know, hopefully we'll stay up. You never know what's going to happen. It's been a horrible season if you're a Blue. But it was an unexpected part of the bank holiday weekend. And for this final bit of the Home Time show tonight, I just want to put that question to you. What unexpected thing has happened over the bank holiday weekend in your life? Sean, the first tweet back in, says, my girlfriend's dumped me. Not quite the vibe I was going to go for the last 45 minutes, but I guess it counts. If there's anything that's happened to you that was unexpected over the bank holiday weekend, share it with the group right now. Darren Riley's been on. He's recorded a new song, and it just popped into his head, and he smashed it, he says modestly. Nige Smith says, I was putting some blinds up and doing a successful job, only to find out that they'd sent the wrong ones. With the pull on the wrong side, I'm not happy. It was unexpected, to say the least. Daniel had a coronation abscess, followed by an emergency dental appointment halfway across North London. We've got Rachel on the line. Rachel, what unexpected thing happened over your weekend?
Oh, well, Sunderland unexpected crept into the playoffs.
We're kind of the final game of the season, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. It was amazing. Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, Sunderland, because if people watch that Sunderland Till I Die documentary, I kind of feel a bit of kinship with Sunderland fans with what's going on at Everton at the moment in terms of a once great club having an absolute nightmare through mismanagement and everything. So did you ever think you'd get back so quickly?
Oh, well, there's always hope, isn't there? You know,
so you
always hope that they're going to get back there.
Are you going back? You're going into the playoffs. That's going to be so nerve-wracking, though, isn't it?
That's right. So we've got Luton.
Luton. How do you feel about that? Yeah. Luton are good though, right?
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's just a roller coaster ride. So you just go in, hope for the best. You never know.
You never know. We'll probably be waving to you, swapping places on the way down as you guys are going up as an Everton fan.
Oh, I know. That's just a sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Well, I wish you all the best and best of luck for the playoffs.
Likewise. Take care.